Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today to my left, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you, J.C.?
Dan, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you here. Good to have everybody out there listening to our show. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July weekend and celebrating our nation's independence, of course. Speaking of which, England or Great Britain, whatever you want to call them, just had their own independence, didn't they, J.C.? The Brexit. Yes, the Brexit vote. And it certainly caused turmoil in the markets around the world. We'll talk about that. But anyhow, before I forget, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk. J.C., that sounds like a good overall strategy.
It's my goal in life.
A good approach, high profit, low risk. Sector rotation has been proven to make good profits at the least risk if it is properly implemented. This book improves your odds in making more profits than traditional sector rotation strategies by using timing as to when to go into the market, JC. It doesn't just tell you to stay in the market all the time. It tells you to get in and get out of the market, which
right.
I agree with completely, because most sector rotation strategies work well until they hit a bad market, right? And then they don't do so
right,
well.
Right.
And this is the way to avoid that. This is the way we run our sector rotation strategy at our office. As a matter of fact, we go in and out of the market also. And you can get a free copy of this excellent book, along with information on our target volatility portfolios. A portfolio designed to reduce your volatility by up to 90%. You can get the information for free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the reports absolutely free. The book provides a simple chart to detect market plunges, when and what sectors to enter and re-enter the market after plunges. Also tells you how to do the technical analysis and the fundamental analysis of the sectors. Tells you how to use ETFs, JC, to implement the strategy, which is probably one of the better ways.
A fantastic tool, yes.
Yes, for sector rotation, certainly. There are plenty of sector ETFs in the world, hundreds of them, if not thousands at this point. Anyhow, it's a good book, good strategy, and I looked at it the other day, very good book, and it's very easy to read, not difficult to understand. And if you'd like a free copy of it along with our target volatility information, give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Now it is the weekend, so you will get our voicemail. Just leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the information absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. What does Brexit mean to you? JC, the last Friday, the markets plunged, 3.6% right after the election. Then on Monday, I think they were down again. I can't remember. But
about 1.5% on Monday.
Yeah, 1.5% on Monday. So we had about a 5% decline in 2 days in the market. Our target volatility portfolio was up both days, JC. Wasn't down.
Right.
I like that. So far this year, it's up 8.75%, JC. The market's about break even now because it was down for a couple days.
Right, right.
And it was in the hole for the year a couple days with the Brexit issue going on. But now we're up 8.75% on the target volatility portfolio. It stayed clearly ahead of the market. and it's ridden out this storm very, very well. In fact, it didn't even drop during the storm when Brexit hit and the markets got tanked, kind of. Our target volatility portfolio did not drop. In fact, it went up because it had a bunch of money. Where, JC?
Treasuries.
U.S. Treasuries. Treasuries did what in the last couple of days?
Treasuries did very well. It was a flight to quality. You know, every time the market gets scared, people run to Treasuries, and that's exactly what happened.
Right, and that's exactly why we own them in this portfolio.
Right.
Because they are a hedge or a counter to your stocks. And when stocks tank, typically, not always, but typically, we see Treasuries do well. If we go back to the fall of 2008, Treasuries went straight up, right?
Right.
Well, the U.S. equity markets went straight down. They went straight up because everybody perceived higher quality, and it was just fear. It's a fear trade, right? Buying Treasuries is essentially a fear trade.
Yes.
And when people are fearful, they buy Treasuries. When they're very fearful, they buy more Treasuries. I mean, wouldn't you say that that's usually the case?
Yeah.
Not
no,
always
you're
the case,
right.
But usually the case, yes. And so we want to own Treasuries along with our equities. In our target volatility portfolio, we adjust the position every month. If we have large cap value, JC, which is, say, 10% of the portfolio, we adjust it from 0 to 10 every month, and we buy the balance in Treasuries. So if the model says buy 3% large cap value, we have 7% in Treasuries. 3 plus 7 is 10, right?
Right.
Okay, that's where I'm going here. That's what I'm trying to get to. X plus Y is always equal to 10. The position plus the Treasuries equals 10. So the next month, if it says raise large cap value from 3 to 5%, we reduce Treasuries to 5%. So 5 and 5, we have 10. And then large cap value goes to 7. Say a month later, we reduce Treasuries to 3%. Okay, and vice versa. When large cap value goes back down to 3, we increase Treasuries to 7. So our Treasuries and our equity position are shifting a little bit in degrees, usually not that fast, but in small degrees each month. As the volatility increases on the equity side, on the stock side, we reduce our equity position. Volatility goes up, reduce your position. Volatility is bad for your performance is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Right.
So when volatility goes up, we reduce the position. When the volatility comes back down, we increase the position. We go back and increase the position. So in times like these, we typically reduce our equity position, increase our Treasury position. And Treasuries Friday, by the way, were up, I think, in the range of 2.5% on Friday when the market dropped 3.6, the day the market dropped 3.6%. The 24th or whatever it was, whatever day it was. And so the worse equity markets do, typically the better the Treasuries do, which means that's a good place to have some of your money, if not all of your money. Currently, we have about 56% over on the Treasury side and about 44% on the equity side in the target volatility model. Of course, over the last week or two, Treasuries have vastly outperformed equities. We know that. So our model has outperformed the U.S. equity market by a wide margin over the last week or so, probably by about 6 percentage points, I'd say, in just 1 week. It's now up 8.75% year-to-date versus about less than 1 for the S&P 500. In fact, it was down before today or before yesterday. It was down. It was actually in the hole for the year. The market's been floundering around 0 to 1% for the majority of the year, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Except for the beginning. I mean, it took a pretty big dip in the beginning. Yeah, but other than that, it kind of came back to break even and stalled.
Well, and that's a good point. What happened in January to the U.S. equity market, JC? It dropped basically about 11% because of China.
I'll take your word on the percentage, but yes, it fell.
Okay. Right out of the gate at the beginning of the year, the market went in the tank because of China. China had some turmoil and some economic stuff going on. U.S. equity markets dropped around 11%. The target volatility portfolio finished January up on the positive side. It's only been below break even one day this year. In January, it was down one day below break-even. It was down more than one day, excuse me. It was below break-even just one day for the year. I want to make sure I'm clear about this, what I'm saying here. So what I mean by that is if you put $10,000 into a target volatility portfolio this year, January 1, JC, you put $10,000 in, there's only been one day this year where it was worth less than $10,000. And it was down less than one half of 1% on that day. So it wasn't down very
much. Not too bad.
Right. And the rest of the days, every other day this year, it's been at or above the break-even, the $10,000 mark. So you've had down days this year, but you haven't had days where you were, except for one where you were below break even, just one day where you were below break even. The market has probably spent about half the year below break even, I think, on the S&P. If you were in the S&P 500, it's been a good bit of time below break even for the year. And but the market always has up days and down days. So does our target volatility portfolio. What we seek to do here is reduce volatility of the underlying instruments and in relation to each other, the whole portfolio. It's a holistic approach. It's the whole portfolio we're looking at, not each individual position. On days when the market goes down, the Treasuries go up. On the days when the market goes up, the Treasuries tend to go down. And that's common. But over time, they both work the way to the upside, and that's what we've seen. If you look at a map, or excuse me, a map, if you look at a chart of treasuries compared to the U.S. Equity market, the S&P 500, year-to-date, JC, they look almost like a mirror image of each other, don't they, on the daily trading basis. But what's happened over time is they both worked their way to the positive side. One's not down for the year and the other one's up. They're both up for the year. It's just on a day-to-day basis, they act as a good hedge or a good counter to each other to reduce the overall volatility of the portfolio. So the ride, basically, has been very smooth so far this year in this portfolio. Not in the market, but in this portfolio. JC, what's the best time to fly? Right after a storm.
Oh, okay.
Am I right?
Yeah.
When is the air the smoothest?
The calm, yes.
On the backside of a storm,
yes.
Right? Since you're a pilot, that's the reason I asked you.
I wasn't sure we were going with that.
Okay, sorry. And so that's really what target volatility is trying to do, is trying to just make the air smoother for you, so to speak, as opposed to being in the market, which is like flying right before or during a thunderstorm, you know, which is probably not the best time to be flying. It's rather...
Try and avoid those, yeah.
Volatile, yeah. I can imagine. I've been in a few of those airplanes, I think, when they were doing that. And so what we're trying to do here is just smooth out the ride, make it much better and much smoother and easier to on your conscience, on your mind, on your psyche, and on your nerves. And that's the main thing. The other thing is, if we don't go in a deep hole, we don't have to get out of the hole. The best way to get out of a hole is to not dig it in the first place. And that certainly applies to the world of investing. There is no question about that. If you have a strategy that can keep you from going in a hole, in a deep hole, then you're better off with it. Even if you only make 6 or 7%. Our target volatility portfolio has averaged about 11% a year over the last 15 years or so. It's done very well. And I encourage you to find out more about it. If you want to know more about it, you can just give us a call and we'll send you our free book that we're giving away. Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk by Tony Powell. You can get a free copy of it and information on our target volatility portfolios. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel. Hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. Whatever you might be up to today, I hope you're enjoying it, celebrating our nation's independence, something we should all celebrate, I think. Anyhow, if you'd like a free book, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk, along with the information on our target volatility portfolios, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you a free copy of the book along with our target volatility report. JC, this ice water is getting in my tongue. I can't talk.
Freezing like you up.
Numbing me up here. Yeah, I'm having trouble speaking today. It's not good. Okay. We were talking about Brexit before the break, and I said last week on the show, I said, if you have a strategy, and hopefully you do, now is the time to stick to it. What do people typically do, JC, in a market like we saw on the 24th of June? With their strategy, what do they normally do?
It depends. If the strategy is doing well, they'll stick with it. If the strategy shows any weakness whatsoever, they'll bail.
Right. And then how good is a strategy if you're not following it?
Not very. It's really not a strategy then by definition.
You're right. And that's the thing. It's the discipline to follow the strategy. And the one skill or trait that I think is required for successful investing more than anything else is discipline and the ability to follow the strategy. And it's easy to see, right? It's easy to explain and comprehend, but extremely difficult to do, wouldn't you say?
Right.
For people, especially when they're watching CNBC and the guy on CNBC tells them they're screaming the world's ending, you know, all this stuff. And we tend to let fear get in the way of our decision-making process. We let emotions come into the equation there, and that can be a very dangerous thing. Now, if you don't have an investment strategy, this is the kind of the market that shows you why you should have one. Because if you don't have one, you probably sold your stuff last week on Friday or Monday, whatever.
Right.
And now you're probably kicking yourself wishing you hadn't. And so this is why you want to have a strategy, because otherwise you're using an emotional basis to make your buy and sell decisions, and that never ends up well. Not in my opinion. I've never seen it end well. Let's put it that way. JC, one of the pieces of advice I have for people here is don't get stupid. Okay?
Good advice.
Take out a piece of paper and write it down. Write down what you're going to do. If you have a strategy, commit it to paper. Because what will happen if we don't, JC? What will we do? We'll change it over time in our mind. If we just have it up here in our head,
right,
we'll just fudge it and say, I bought this because the PE was, you know, greater than 13 or less than 13, whatever it might be. And then we'll say, well, it was less than 11 or greater than 11, you know, and things will fade and the lines will get blurry and we won't remember what exactly our criterion was. And that's the other thing, is we may not remember what our criterion was. Write down your criterion for why you're going to buy something and why you're going to sell it and when and how and what triggers a sell, what triggers a buy. And before you buy anything, I think you have to know when and why you're going to sell it. Otherwise, you're just there. You're in the position, and then along comes June 24th, and it drops 5% or 6%. And most people are just going to freak out and sell, aren't they?
Right.
They're just going to say, oh, I'm out. That didn't work. I'm out. But if you have a method that says, I have an 8% stop loss, like William O'Neill says, and it drops 6%, what do? You do nothing.
Nothing.
Right. But you know why you're doing nothing in that case. At least you know why you're doing that. Because if you don't have a method, you might just sell and make a mistake by doing so. Take no fact for granted. Anything anybody tells you is suspect. Don't you think? About investments.
I'd say that.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you an example. I had a lady come in to see me just the other day, JC. Told me she had been sold an annuity by someone here in town who sells a lot of annuities. Does this surprise you?
No.
Okay.
Pretty standard stuff so far.
Yeah. Apparently they told her that she was paying a fee, an annual fee for the annuity, but not a commission.
Okay.
It turns out it appears, and I'm not sure, but we're going to find out, but it appears that it was a commission-based product. Well, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not certain yet. Okay. I'm going to find out. So check into it. If somebody sells you something, anything, ask questions. How much do you make on this? Is that a fair question, JC?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I'm investing my money with you, is it fair for me to ask you how much you make on this, how much you get paid to sell me this investment? Nobody works for free in this world, in the financial world, certainly, okay? They get paid, and they're entitled to get paid. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're also entitled to know what you're paying them.
Right.
Which I think is a very fair question. I think it's a question you should ask. It should be one of the first questions when somebody comes to you with any investment. What does that cost me? How much do you get paid? How much do you make on this? And how much do I pay for it? Annually, upfront, commission, back-end load, whatever it might be, how much do I pay? And the next question you need to ask is, if I want to take my money out, say a year from now, and get out, what is the charge? What is the cost to me to do that? Because in an annuity, that could be quite high, as much as 20% for some annuities.
Right, and the mistake people make there is they ask if they can take their money out.
Right.
Well, the answer is yes, even on an annuity. The problem is it's going to kill you as far as fees go with that. So you need to ask, Dan's exactly right, ask how much, not can I.
Right, and don't ask if I take some money out, I say if I take all of it out. Because some of these annuities allow you to take up to 10%, like after the first year. And so they'll tell you you can take it out with no charge. Well, you can, but only 10% of your money. If you take out all of your money in some of these, you pay a 20% back-end load or commission or sales charge, whatever you want to call it. It's a fee. It's a commission, whatever you want to call it. And so you need to ask, you need to look at them and say, JC, if I come to you in a year and take all my money out, how much will it cost me? What will you charge me? And it's a fair question. And, you know, we'll tell you in our case, if it's a fee account, you don't have to worry about it because you just pay the fee each year. You don't get hit with a back-end load or a fee on it when you go out. In some products, you get hit, and they used to have – we still have mutual funds where they charge some of that, you know, like a B-share fund charges you a back-end load. We don't really do put our clients into those, but there are some out there still that do that. So you should ask. No matter what the investment is, you should ask. The other thing is, what happens with REITs, JC, with the traditional REITs when people buy them? What happens if they want to sell them after a year?
They usually can't.
Right. That's another question you need to ask is, can I sell this after a year? Because there are many investments that you cannot sell after a year. And boy, did people find this out the hard way in 2009, 2008, when they went to sell their REITs, right? The REITs dropped in value. They tried to sell them, and they were only told, no, you cannot sell that REIT. Sorry, you're stuck with that for 10 or 12 years or whatever it might be. REITs typically go for a 7 to 10-year lifespan, and they're not liquid during that period. The problem here is if you expect a REIT's going to go 7 years, many times their life gets extended when the markets drop. Because
right.
They don't want to sell at the market bottom in an 08. They don't want to sell real estate in an 08 market because it's a bad market to sell real estate in because you're forcing yourself to take a loss. Basically, at that point is what they're doing. And so the REIT would rather wait a couple of years till real estate rebounds, and they have the right to do that. So what you think is going to be a 7-year REIT could turn out to be a 10-year REIT. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to be prepared for that going into it and make sure that any money you commit, any capital you commit to that product is capital you can afford to not touch for 10 years, no matter what happens. But what do we frequently see people do? They frequently have plans that change, don't they, JC?
All the time.
And over a 10-year period, your plans are probably going to change at least 10 times,
right,
I can tell
right.
you. You know, as far as what your finances go and what your needs are. I typically don't recommend people tie up their money for 10 years. One of the things I like about a target volatility portfolio, JC, is you can get out any day of the year. Now, you may get out at more or less than what you put in it, yes, but you can get out at any time. And you can walk away from it and say, I'm done. I need my money today. I got to buy a car or whatever. But you can get your money out of it at any time. It is liquid. It is very liquid. So, it, like I said, you might get out of loss, depending on the market. You might be getting out of loss, though, on that strategy. Keep that in mind. But you can at least get out and get your money back and not get hit with a huge back-end fee or load or something like these annuities do. They charge you 20% to take your money out. You put in $100,000 to get back $80,000 a year later. That's kind of ridiculous. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of our free book, Sector Rotation. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-2017. That's 800-600-2017. 800-600-2017.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Today, more than ever,
Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Millennial J.C. Haspel, and that's the voice of the one and only Buddy Holly, one of my favorite musicians of all time. J.C., I've never seen him in concert. One of the few, because he died before I was born.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that.
Sorry, yeah. Anyhow, I want to remind you of our free book, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk. You can get a free copy of this excellent book and our white paper on the target volatility strategy that shows you how you can reduce your volatility by up to 90%. In your portfolio, and lately that's been a topic that I would think people would be interested in, JC, don't you?
Oh, I completely agree.
Volatility's been kind of up a little bit lately in the market, you know. You can get a free copy of everything. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We will send it to you absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. So if you're out on the lake, just pick up your phone and dial the number, and JC, you'll be at the lake, won't you, later?
Yeah, that's my weekend. Plan, yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't surprise me. The man with his own airplane and jet ski fleet. Anyhow, I love to tease you, JC. Sorry, I got to tease you.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed over the years, Dan.
So you haven't caught a jet ski on fire yet, have you?
No, never
just
have.
An airplane.
Never have.
Okay. Anyhow, I shouldn't talk. I couldn't fly an airplane. There's no way I'd get off the ground with the thing, so I'm not going to talk trash about flying. The market is not your enemy, JC.
I agree with that.
Most people think it is.
Yeah, a lot
Most
of people,
think the market's rigged. They think it's their
exactly
enemy.
Right. Rigged is the word they always use.
And I'm sure Elizabeth Warren will tell you that it's rigged. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Don't get me started on that.
I'll tell you she's an Indian, too.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, so don't get me started on her. Anyhow, if you want to know who your enemy is, go to the bathroom and take a look in the mirror. That is your enemy staring back at you from the glass. You are the one who sells when you should buy and who buys when you should sell. Benjamin Graham talks about Mr. Market, JC, right? Mr. Market comes to your door every day and knocks on the door and says, I'm here to buy or sell your securities to you, and I'll sell you this, and I'll buy your securities from you at this price. Sometimes his prices are ridiculously low, and sometimes they're extremely high, right?
Right.
Well, for the last week or so, Mr. Market hasn't been knocking on the door. He's been pounding on the door for people, saying, screaming, let me in, let me in. Give me your stuff. And many people have probably done business with him
yes.
in the past week. We know they have. And now they probably regret that because the markets have rebounded to a degree. And so they probably regret that decision. But if they followed their strategy, they probably didn't sell or get out. The problem is, we tend to not follow our strategies. We tend to not do what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it. It takes discipline. It's hard. It's not easy. Educate yourself. There are millions of books and websites on the subject of investing. How many different books do you think we've given away over the years, JC? Probably 300 or 400.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm guessing 300 or 400 different books on the subject of investing that I've given away. If you go to Amazon and you type in value investing, you will have a host of books that will come up, I can assure you, because I do it all the time. If you type in growth investing, who will come up, JC? William O'Neill, probably at the top of the list, How to Make Money in Stocks.
Right.
One of the best books ever written on growth investing by one of the smartest men in the growth investing arena, William O'Neill, absolutely brilliant man. If you type in value investing, you'll probably get The Intelligent Investor come up first on the list. It is the most widely read book on the subject of investing. There are plenty of books on sector rotation, one of which we're giving away this week, by chance. There are books on just about every subject: momentum investing, sector rotation, value investing, growth investing, you name it. There's a book on the subject. And there are also numerous websites on the subject that will give you advice and or screens that you can run, many of which are free, you don't have to pay for, that you can use for free. Some of which you do, some of them you do have to pay for, of course, but many of these offer free information, all kinds of free information. Thanks to Al Gore and the internet, there's all kinds of information out there.
Right.
Right. Okay. Excuse me. We are bipolar when it comes to investing. Have you ever seen somebody that comes to you and says, I'm going to buy based on this criteria and that criteria, and then they buy a stock, and then they, or the fund, and they turn around and sell it just because, you know, China did this or Greece did that or Brexit or whatever it might
be. Right, right, yes.
I guarantee there's people that sold last week because of Brexit. It has nothing to do with their strategy, because I'm sure their strategy probably didn't say sell when United Kingdom exits the European Union.
You're probably exactly right. Most strategies are intentionally not that sensitive because they don't want to be overreacting to the market.
Right.
And if you're sitting down and looking at this logically, you're probably thinking, yeah, does Great Britain being part of the EU really affect how many iPhones are being sold? I mean, probably not. You have a pretty hard time making that argument. So
you don't think Apple shut down their factory in China?
No, probably not, based on that, yeah.
Right. And the thing is, Great Britain still exists. They will still continue to do exactly what they were doing before. And other countries will still buy their products just like they did before. And, you know, Great Britain's step here, what they did was essentially a no-brainer. I mean, I think for most countries, anybody in Great Britain's shoes probably would have done the same thing. I mean, if you're the one paying the bills for somebody else, JC, and you're giving up control of your checkbook to another country or another person in another state, wouldn't you get sick of that at some point?
Right. The EU is essentially a giant welfare system of countries.
Right. Right.
The only difference between their welfare system and ours is that they had the option to leave. They could say, okay, I'm just not going to pay your bills anymore. Yes. We don't have that option here.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't. You know, it's so true. It's like, you know, you have two countries, Great Britain and Germany, who are paying everybody else's bills for them. And you have Portugal, Spain, and Greece, who are living off them, basically, and just leeching off them. And all of a sudden, you know, one of these countries decides, I've had enough of this. I'm leaving. Which nobody can blame them. It's the smartest thing they could possibly do. Which astounds me that the polls show that they didn't think they were going to vote for this. I mean, this shouldn't be hard to figure out.
Well,
it'd be like if Oklahoma was given the option to quit paying for California or New York. Well, I think we'd take that option
in
a heartbeat. We're not given that option, as you mentioned earlier. Unfortunately, we don't have that option here in the United States, but if we did, we'd probably take it. So,
well, back in 2011, when Greece was going through their meltdown, I don't know how much money that cost Germany, but Germany spent a ton of money propping Greece up. And then Greece says, okay, well, we need to, you know, cut back on some of these social programs we've got. And people literally lit Athens on fire in response to that. I mean, there's absolutely no responsibility taken by the individual countries that are leeching off the countries that are doing well in Europe right now. So I'm calling it right now. I think Germany's going to be out the door at some point. At some point, you know, they're pretty liberal over there, but eventually they're going to get tired of paying that bill for somebody else.
And now Germany's going to have to pay more of it.
Right. They're pretty
much
paying
it all.
Because
Great Britain has left, so they've got to pay all of it now, pretty much. So the only one's carrying the load now, which is going to accelerate their exit, I think, from the EU, not slow it down. I think it will make them want to leave more and faster.
I think they'll stick out a little while longer. You know, the I can't remember her title now, but the person in charge of Germany right now.
Angela Merkel.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She was not wild about the idea of leaving the EU, but like I say, eventually they're going to get tired of paying that bill.
Right. And, you know, she may not like the idea of leaving, but her voters may like the idea of leaving a lot more than she
does. That's what happened in Britain.
The people that are actually paying the bills may like the idea a lot more, and you can't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. I think we would do the same thing. You know, if we were in their shoes, I think we'd do the same thing. We'd take the same choice.
Well, we kind of did it, you know, 300 years ago.
Yes. Less than 300 years ago. A little less than that, yes. But you're right. That's exactly what it was. Okay. We buy based on greed. We sell based on fear. Is fear a powerful emotion? Do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I definitely do. I think it's one of the most powerful emotions out there. When we are fearful, we do all kinds of irrational, instinctive things. We are trying to survive through the day, get through the day only. We're not worried about next year or next month. We're worried about today. We use entirely different time frames for buy and sell decisions. When we make a buy decision, JC, we look at a five-year chart of a stock or a fund or a one-year chart of a stock or a fund. But when somebody goes to sell it, well, they're looking at the last 30 seconds or last 5 minutes of the stock.
Right.
And when it's done, like on June 24th, when it drops 5 or 6%, and they're out the door, they're not looking at the six-month chart, are they? because if they look at the six-month chart, they would see that it's done this before. Did we have volatility in 2012 with Greece?
2011, but yes.
2011 and 12, yeah, with the U.S. equity markets. They caused a lot of volatility back then, and they always will cause volatility here. There's no question about that. Things like that cause volatility. You know, this was the EU again. This one, they did it again this year, and China caused volatility for us earlier in the year. And so we use different criterion for when we buy versus when we sell, different time frames, different logic, different emotions. And this is what gets us in trouble. We've got to have a strategy for when we buy and when we sell. If tuna was on sale for a dollar every day, JC, for 20 years, a dollar a can, and then all of a sudden it goes on sale for 25 cents, would you buy more?
Probably.
We do that with tuna, but not with stocks. We do the opposite with stocks. That's right. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of our free book, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, Homes is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with JC Haspel. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July weekend celebrating our independence, our own Brexit from many years ago, right, JC? As you mentioned earlier?
Yes.
We kind of did this. As you said, 300 years ago.
Yeah.
A little bit less than that, maybe.
I'll do math on the air,
yeah,
Dan.
Basically. Okay. 1776.
Yes,
JC
yes.
was here. Okay. Anyhow, I want to remind you of our free book, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call, and we will send you a free copy of the book. The number to call, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the book and the white paper on target volatility strategies, how to reduce your volatility by up to 90% in your portfolio and beat the market at the same time. Or try to, I guess. JC, I was watching Waters World about a month ago or two, you know, that show on Fox News.
Yeah, he got the Bill O'Reilly all
yeah,
the time.
Spinoff from Bill O'Reilly's show, yeah. Yes. And it's funny because he was interviewing people on the street and asking them who the U.S. fought in the Revolutionary War. They could not tell him
yes.
who it was. And I was like, are you kidding me? History is like a forgotten art here in this country. It's like, forget it.
We
don't even care about history.
My favorite is when he goes on college campuses and does it.
Yeah, and but I mean, I was astounded how many people could not tell him who we fought in the Revolutionary War. And then half of them couldn't even say who fought in the Civil War either. And I was like, oh, come on. Seriously. Okay. Benjamin Graham, the father of value investing, JC, and the author of The Intelligent Investor, the best book ever written on the subject of investing. He said, individuals who cannot master their emotions are ill-suited to profit from the investment process. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
People that are emotional tend to... Basically, what emotions will lead to is overtrading, in my opinion, JC, don't you think? You know, leading to jump in, jump out, go this way, go that way.
Either overtrading or it'll make you make the wrong decision at the wrong time. I mean, if you listen to your gut, it's always going to tell you to do the opposite of what you should be doing. Your tune example is a fantastic example. You know, mm-hmm. when it gets cheap, that's when you should be buying it, not when it's run up.
Right. But we always want to buy tuna when it's like $3 a can.
Right.
Instead of 25 cents, we'd rather buy it at $3 a can. You're right. And, you know, it's Nick Murray once said, we're not wired for investing. You know, we're wired the opposite of the way we have to think for investing.
Right.
And we really are. And that's a good example of it. You know, we like to buy things at the store when they're on sale, but when our stocks go on sale, we flee and we stay away from them like they have the Black Death or the bubonic plague or whatever, you know. We tend to flee from them when we should be going to them to buy them. And so this is one of the things that I think is we need to learn more about and figure out not to do. All right, 10 retirement blunders, JC. Not having a plan for retirement money. I've sat down with many people who retired, and they don't know, JC, how much they should spend each year. What do you think that leads to?
Probably overspending would be my guess.
Yes. Not underspending, that's for sure. Overspending in most cases. And there are some people that do underspend, but 99% of them are going to be in the first category, overspending. And so 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road, they run out of money, which is not a good thing ever, obviously. Not something you want to do. And, you know, we've talked about Social Security on the show. And there's a lot of people that want to touch on this subject while we're on it, JC. There's a lot of people that ask me, is Social Security going to be around when I get there? They always think it's not going to be here, right? We have that fear because they don't believe what Al Gore says about the trust fund.
Well, they're right.
Yeah. Yes. That's my next point, is there is no trust fund, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. It's right there with Santa Claus and a few other things, but the trust fund is not there. Okay, there is no money in the trust fund. It's empty. The lockbox, as Al Gore calls it, is empty. But all hope is not lost. Social Security will be there, and here's the reason why. One, too many people are dependent upon it. They paid into it. They're entitled to the benefit. Two, allowing it to fail would be a political nightmare for the government, for any elected official, don't you think? Would not be popular. Yes. Let's put it that way. Not be very popular. Now, what may happen, and I say may, because only if we're really, really lucky and really our politicians all become really, really smart overnight, which is the chances of that are somewhere between zero and less than zero, in my opinion. What may happen is that we privatize Social Security, a la Chile's model or some other country's model, not the Greece model. That's not the model I want to follow for anything. But Chile basically said that your Social Security account's like a 401k, JC, where you can invest it where you want to invest
it.
And at the end of the days, we'll give you the money, whatever's in there. But they also put a floor on it and said, if you screw it up, JC, we're still going to pay you X amount per month, benefit of X amount per month. And you know what happened to the average Chilean's benefits when they did this, JC?
My guess is they went up.
They doubled. They doubled with the same amount of contributions as before. Why did they do this? Because the government didn't have their hand in it. And they were robbing the cookie jar.
The problem with that is, I mean, that's a fantastic idea, but the problem with it from a politician standpoint is they can't touch that money then.
Right, which makes Nancy Pelosi cry.
Right.
Because that's billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. We're talking about $700 billion a year, Social Security's budget, roughly. They don't want that to happen because then they can't rob that piggy bank.
Right.
Because right now, if there's a surplus on Social Security, they can spend it for any government purpose. It goes to the general fund. And this is legal. There's nothing illegal about this. It is perfectly legal. It's not what they tell you they're going to do with the money. When they say, we got to save Social Security, they want you to think they're going to do what? They're going to put it in the lockbox, right? They can use it for Social Security. They're not. There is no lockbox. All the money that comes into Social Security goes back out in the same year. And it always has.
Well, it's essentially like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
That's how they work as well.
It's their version of a Ponzi scheme. You're right. And that's all they're doing with Social Security is just paying out money. And if they don't pay it out in benefits, they use it for other programs. So if they have $50 billion left at the end of the day, they can use it for some other government program, which is why Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to privatize, because then she won't be able to do that anymore because it'll have to be actually in somebody's account.
Right.
And you actually own that money, that pot of money. The other advantage to that is if you died, you could leave it to your heirs, JC. If you had a big balance in there and you die 2 years after retiring like my father did, you could leave that money to your heirs.
Right,
because you can't do that with Social Security, can you? You can't leave them a lump sum amount when you die.
No, and that's what they're counting on is you paying more into it than you get out of it.
Right. And that's usually they're right. I mean, usually that's exactly what happens 9 times out of 10, I would say, and that is what happens. And Social Security is almost like an annuity gone bad. It's like a bad annuity. You know, it's you pay and you pay and you pay. And the problem with Social Security is in an annuity, at least you have a choice of whether or not you buy it. Social Security, you don't even have a choice. You're not given the option to take it, to not take it, which is sad. If you think about it, it's very sad. And we're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, Sector Rotation, High Profit and Low Risk. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
If I could.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.